Fairfax County public health officials are voicing concern about a rise in strep throat across the area, which can have a disproportionate impact on students. Data from emergency departments and urgent care centers in the community have shown an increase in the number of people who have been diagnosed with strep throat since late January, health officials said. For the week of March 5 to 11, there were more visits than at any time in the past 3 years. Strep throat is an infection in the throat and tonsils caused by bacteria. It is very contagious and is spread to others by direct contact, such as sharing silverware or kissing, as well as by respiratory droplets, sneezes or coughs. Crowded or close settings increase the risk of strep throat. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, strep throat is more common in children ages 5 years and older than in children ages 3 years and younger, and that up to 3 in 10 children with a sore throat have strep throat, while that figure for adults is 1 in 10. Common symptoms include fever, sore throat, which may begin suddenly, pain when swallowing, red, swollen tonsils, white patches or streaks on tonsils, tiny red spots on the roof of the mouth and swollen lymph nodes in the front of the neck. Because viruses also can cause a sore throat, seeing your doctor and getting a test is important to know whether a sore throat is strep throat, county health officials said. After testing, they may prescribe antibiotics to help patients feel better and prevent spread to others. People with strep throat should stay home from school, childcare or work until they no longer have a fever and have taken antibiotics for at least 12 hours. For more information, see the website at https://www.cdc.gov/group/strep/diseases-public/strep-throat.html.